From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listeners, welcome back to the English service for Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today we have a lot of information coming from our country and we would like to begin with the news, so make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news, I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia highlighted its commitment to improving training and capacity building for its 1,000 peacekeepers during the 4th UN Peacekeeping Ministerial UNPM meeting held virtually on Tuesday. As reported by Antara, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi noted in a written statement released on Wednesday that the commitment to promoting training and capacity building for peacekeepers is absolutely necessary to support their mission's mandate and ensure their safety. She also emphasized the need for training and capacity building to support peacekeepers often assigned to tackle dangerous situations. Thereby, she underscored two significant aspects to support, namely training and capacity building for peacekeepers. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati laid due weightage to synergy among all related parties, especially ministries and institutions, in a bid to prevent corruption, as it is an enemy that should be fought together. As quoted by Antara during this year's commemoration of International Anti-Corruption Day at the Finance Ministry on Wednesday, she remarked that the Ministry of Finance will continue to synergize with the law enforcement apparatus, mainly while designing and deciding on extraordinary matters. As Indonesia faces the COVID-19 pandemic, Minister Indrawati noted that her team has continued to conduct brainstorming in planning and executing programs and figuring out its weaknesses. Minister of Communications and Informatics Johnny J. Plate pined hopes on the state-run school multimedia STMM MMTC Yogyakarta being able to produce quality digital talents that could one day advance the digital world in Indonesia. As reported by Antara, he stated during STMM's virtual event on Wednesday that STMM should present study programs that are fully oriented to the need for digital talents. It should be a university that acts as a center of digital excellence. Citing the study results from the Ministry's Human Resources Research and Development Agency, Minister Johnny J. Plate drew attention to a mismatch between the capability required by the industry and the talents produced by education institutions. Communication studies should be the main subject in every major to prevent conversational confusion. It was stated by communication expert Professor Alwi Dahlan in his statement as quoted by Antara on Wednesday. He noted that communicational confusion triggers clashes in each study subject. Communication should be the center of all science. The Indonesian Communication Scholars Association, ISKI, must fight for it. Professor Alwi Dahlan also affirmed that rapid technological development have been widely used by community as a medium to communicate. However, those changes also have some negative impact wherein people fight, contradict each other, and gossip on new media platforms. Let's move on to the international news. The United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, on Wednesday stated that thousands of migrants, children, and adolescents living in a makeshift camp in southern Mexico are at risk of malnutrition, disease, and potentially being separated from their families. Thousands of migrants, including many children, are waiting responses to their requests for asylum or humanitarian visas. As reported by Reuters.com, Presha Arifin Cabo, Deputy Representative for UNICEF Mexico, said in a recorded video that the situation is critical. She said, "There are many people, and right now, that's very concerning because of COVID. There's also a lot of garbage. There are no places where they can access water, where they can wash or attend to their nutritional needs." State Department spokesperson Ned Price has said that U.S. Special Envoy for the Horn of Africa, Jeffrey Feltman, will depart on Thursday for the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, and Egypt to discuss international support for diplomatic efforts to end the conflict in Ethiopia. As reported by Reuters.com on Wednesday, the United States has repeatedly called on parties to the conflict immediately to end hostilities. But fighting has continued between the Ethiopian government and rebel groups, primarily the Tigray People's Liberation Army. India's top military commander has been killed in a helicopter crash in the southern state of Tamil Nadu, the country's air force says. Chief of Defense Staff General Bipin Rawat, his wife and 11 others died after the Mi-17V5 helicopter came down in hills near Kannur city on Wednesday morning. As reported by BBC.com, one survivor is being treated for his injuries in hospital. General Rawat, 63 years old, was appointed India's first ever Chief of Defense Staff in January 2019. This brought together the Army, the Navy and the Air Force, and General Rawat had been in charge of a range of operations, including in Indian-administered Kashmir. That was the news.
Bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku? Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dari. Walau sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup. Tanpa kamu, aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa. Bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, we start today in history with December 9, 1947, Rawa Gede Massacre. Rawa Gede Massacre was an incident of massacre of the residents of Rawa Gede village located between Karawang and Bekasi on December 9, 1947. This massacre was committed by the Dutch army when launching the first military aggression. 431 people became victims of this massacre. On September 14, 2011, The Hague Court declared the Dutch government to be responsible for paying compensation for the victims and their families. Switching to December 9, 2005, World Anti-Corruption Day is commemorated for the first time. The commemoration of World Anti-Corruption Day, 9th December, aims to raise awareness of corruption and its negative impact on society. The World Anti-Corruption Day was established through the General Assembly of the United Nations, which adopted the United Nations Convention Against Corruption, UNCAC. In Mexico, on October 31, 2003, however, the commemoration of the World Anti-Corruption Day was only implemented on December 9, 2005. We end today in history with December 9, 2016, the Madagali bombing. On December 9, 2016, in Madagali, Nigeria, there was a suicide bombing carried out by two women. The bomb injured at least 177 people and killed 57 people. Of the number of injured people, 120 of them were children. Authorities blamed the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram as the mastermind. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Selamat tinggal. rasa rindu ini. Aku ingin lekas segera memelukmu, cinta. Luas samudra yang ku arungi takkan menghalangi niatku untuk pulang. Aku ingin lekas segera memelukmu.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia. Next, we got more information for you in My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mangrove and Peatland Restoration Agency BRGM hope that the rehabilitated mangrove forest of Mempawah, West Kalimantan, can be an eco-based tourism site. Recently, the agency's head Hartono has said that this was proven by the people's participation and initiative that quickened the mangrove recovery. The mangrove planting in West Kalimantan had reached 92% of the 1,000 hectares targeted. Hartono also remarked that this can be used as a reference for mangrove rehab in other regions. He added, the restored mangrove can open new livelihoods and increase prosperity of the coastal people. To guarantee that the planted mangrove will grow, BRGM plans a mangrove care activity with the people next year. Meanwhile, Director General of Indonesian Maritime and Fishery Ministry's Marine Management, Pamuji Lestari, said that mangrove rehab also needs a synergy among the Maritime and Fishery Ministry, BRGM, and Environment and Forestry Ministry. Role sharing is very important since they need the same data and information about how this mangrove achievement can support the blue economy. According to Pamuji, the Maritime and Fishery Ministry plans to build mangrove tracking and marine tourism without damaging or cutting the existing mangrove.
Terima kasih.
You are still with us, a Voice of Indonesia. Next one, we'll present you some information about our tourism and also our local wisdom while in this pandemic in which you cannot go to visit our countries. So make sure that you will listen the next one. The next one is Indonesian Wonder.
Toeren Uken people in Takengan, Central Aceh, Aceh Province, have cultural heritage that holds a noble historical value. It's called Reje Baluntara Traditional House. It is a building where the king of Baluntara has lived for generations. This building is in the form of a house on stilts made of wood. Uniquely, the building does not use many nails. The wood used is made like a knockdown interlocking and locking each other. If you enter this traditional house, the atmosphere is very dark because there is no electricity there. In addition, the existing windows are never open. If you pay attention, almost on every wall and wood in the building, there are various Gayo filigree carving. This type of carvings can also be found on Gayo filigree or traditional fabrics. The typical carvings can be found in the foyer, namely on wooden poles vertically and the top of the inner wall horizontally. In this building, there are carvings with philosophical content in each of its visual constructions. On the wall, there are various open work motifs such as puter tali or multiple gyre, emun mupesir, spreading clouds, and emun berkune, or branched clouds. Reje Baluntara Traditional House is also called Umah Edet Pituruang, or the seven-room traditional house. The number of rooms in the building consists of four rooms, a kitchen, and two foyers, each for men and women, so that the total is seven rooms. If you look inside the building, there are four rooms of equal size, the king's parents' room, the king's room, two children's rooms for men and women, two porches, and one front porch called lepo. In front of the traditional house building, there is a black stone resembling an inscription. It is divided into two parts. On the right and left, there is an inscription of the genealogy of the king of Baluntara who once inhabited the traditional house.
Dan juga malam, dari malam aku bernafas lalu mengingat semua tentangmu. Saat berdua hatiku pun tergetar, saat kau senyum hatiku pun berdebar. Ternyata bukan milikku. Berulang kali kau titip salam untuknya, ku tak rela untuk menyampaikannya. Tahukah kamu, tahukah dirimu, betapa diriku menginginkan dirimu. Pedih hatiku saat ku sadari cintamu yang cinta pada dia. Berharap kau segera melupakannya, berharap kau tak lagi suka padanya. Tuhan tolong ubah hatinya. Berulang kali kau titip salam. Tahukah kamu,
Alright, more information from Indonesia is still coming up. The next one will be Miscellany.
Listeners, as a maritime country, Indonesia is required to be able to move quickly and efficiently in evacuating victims in an accident in the water. In the regard to this, a team of students from the 10 November Institute of Technology created a computer vision-based autonomous ship drone for marine accident victims called Yolo Boat. Andreas Rajagoklas Sitorus, as the head of the Yolo Boat design team, said that this innovation is designed to assist the search and rescue team in avoiding danger during the process of rescuing accident victims in the waters, especially at sea. There are factors that can endanger the SAR team when carrying out rescues in the field, such as the weather and the location of the accident. Andreas added that this tool is designed to be able to work independently in the detecting victims so that it can minimize the risk of danger in the rescue process. The Yolo Boat name is an acronym from You Only Live Once. The name was chosen with the aim that this ship can be a hope for the victims. The Shipping Engineering Department student explained that Yolo Boat uses many technologies. Catamaran hull and double hull, where this hull has been designed to have good stability in carrying out its mission. According Andreas, the propulsion system uses an azimuth propulsion system that can increase the Yolo Boat's capability to maneuver in waters. Andreas, Dant, and his team also designs the electrical system as efficiently as possible, both from the control system and the ship power management. In addition, in its operation, YoloBot uses the robot operating system as the main framework. This ship uses several sensors that function to provide location and orientation data, which will later be used in the guided navigation of the YoloBot. In using computer vision technology, a special object detection model was created, namely the YOLO V4 architecture based on convolutional neural network, or CNN. In its operation, computer vision identifies and allows YoloBot to come to rescue victims. In its application, the YoloBot must first be brought using a rescue ship to the waters designated as the accident site. Then, the YoloBot will be released into the sea and begin the process of searching for victims. When the victim is detected, the YoloBot will give the victim life buoy. Afterward, the YoloBot sends a signal to the rescue ship to come to the location of the victim found. Ideally, it would take many YoloBot working together to increase the effectiveness of rescue victims. The effectiveness of the YoloBot in identifying victims is proven by its ability to detect victims even though the only part of the victim's body that can appear on the sea surface. The YoloBot can operate for 44 minutes with a maximum distance of 6,781 meters. The success of making YoloBot has been shown from the result of prototype testing at Kenjeran Beach in Surabaya, East Java. YoloBot is able to identify and secure the volunteers who play the role of drawing victims. Thanks to this extraordinary innovation, Andreas and his team also managed to bring home a silver medal at the 2021 National Student Scientific Week in the category of Student Creativity Program. That's miscellany.
Rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat menatapnya. Mengapa aku begini hilang berani dekat denganmu? Ingin ku memilikimu, tapi aku tak tahu bagaimana caranya. Tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini kutuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu kusebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap maukah denganku. Ku rasa ku sedang jatuh cinta, karena rasanya ini berbeda. Apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat meratapnya. Di sini aku berdiri menanti waktu yang tepat hingga akhirnya ku mampu katakan padamu, oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya, namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa. Mungkinkah dia tahu cinta yang ku mau? Oh, oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya, namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap maukah denganku.
Listener, we still got one more song for you, so make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I'm going to present to you a song by Raffi Kaduri. The singer, who is familiarly called Fika, has been known by the Indonesian people since 1970s. Her name has soared since singing two songs created by Arianto, namely Hanya Untukmu and Tertusuk Duri. Fika participated in the Radio and Television Star Contest in 1976. At that time, she appeared with Harvey Malioholo, who both managed to come out as champions. Since then, Fika and Harvey Malioholo have often collaborated and released several songs, including Cinta Pertama and Permata Hati.
Bagai merpati sejoli.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Teratai yang indah
Voice of Indonesia.
Meraih cinta yang tak teraih.
It's been almost an hour, we from Voice of Indonesia accompanying you in this English program. You have listened to so many information and also good music from our country. Please do not hesitate to tell us what you think. Send it to our email voi@voinews.id or our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. Well, then, listeners, thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.